Om Shanti. We all have come here to Madhuban to celebrate the meeting with Baba. And we know that as the time goes, the changes are taking place in our spiritual life. And when I was hearing this part of Baba's instrument, who is Dadi Guljar, is not coming to Madhuban, but she is in Bombay because of her health, I recognize that how we had to play our part in a different way. Now is not the time that we had to just sit down and meditate and feel that we are merged in Baba's love. But I feel that at this time, we had to be constantly remember Baba in some way or other way. That means we had to make Baba as our companion while we are eating, while we are sitting, and whenever we have the extra time where we are not doing anything physical, we had to remember Baba and have that feeling of Baba's love. As in the beginning when Baba become awake, Brahma Baba become awake, and then the first Baba's Murli when it came, Baba said that when you build a building, especially the concrete building, with the cement, you put the support under the floor. When you put the roofing or flooring, you put the support with the bamboo or with the different things, and then you put the platform, and then you put the cement work. After the cement is done, the flooring is done, after some time after, the support is taken away and the building is stay as strong as ever. So this is the way Baba is teaching us, that as we become known to Baba's knowledge, how we have to uplift ourselves without the physical support. You know, without the physical support, we must be able to remember Baba, as we know that Baba is point, we are point of light. As we know, through the knowledge of the soul, Baba is also point of light. And we know the three worlds, physical world, subtle region, and the incorporeal world. And as we know the three worlds, we know that our forms, one is the form which we are here physically, which we do not leave this body unless and the soul leaves the body. But while we are in this physical body with the soul, we can experience the different stages. Different stages means angelic stage or the incorporeal stage. We can experience both the stage. And of course, while sitting in the corporeal world, we can travel. This is called Yad Ki Yatra. That means we are traveling while we are sitting in one place. But in order to meditate, in order to remember Baba, and merge in Baba's love, what is important is that we had to let go. So many things we had to let go. So many ways we had to, what is called the cleansing our mind. Cleansing our mind is very important. If we are thinking about somebody, or somebody is thinking about me, or I'm involved mostly in the gross things, then we cannot have the merging with Baba's love. It also has the effect, like for example, when we come in Baba's knowledge, to learn this remembrance of Baba, first we learn the knowledge. We get the 7 days course. That means we get the knowledge of the soul, how the three aspects of the soul, how we can travel. So knowledge is important. And then the second part of it is that we may sit in meditation or we sit in remembrance of Baba. So knowledge has a connection with a meditation or yoga. Without knowledge, we cannot sit in meditation. And then meditation on the Baba's remembrance, as we go in the depth of Baba's remembrance, it purifies us so much that our thinking, our talking, our knowledge become pure. And then more and more our knowledge become pure, then more and more our meditation is good. Sometimes Baba says that if you feel your meditation is not very deep, or you are not able to merge in Baba's love, then check the day before, or check the time before, what way you are engaged in. Whether you are engaged in people business, your own business, whatever it is. Many times Baba also said, the Amrit Vela. If you are able to have the pure Amrit Vela or good Amrit Vela, that means the day before your life, your thinking, your doing, your words, your actions, everything will be very nice. If your day before is good, then it affects the Amrit Vela. If it is day before is not good, then Amrit Vela is not good. So whatever we are doing, whether it is day before or is the same day, whatever which is there, it do have the effect on our remembrance, how we thinking, what kind of questions is there. Like for example, Baba, physically Dadi Guljar will not be there, but how many people may be having questions. So anything which is a questioning, we have to finish all those questions. That means we have to clean and cleanse our mind, be free from everything in order to remember Baba in a deep and merged stage. And all the support which we are taking, this support and that support, that also had to remove. That means as we let go each and everything, then we can have a good meditation. In order to cleanse ourselves, we had to feel responsibility on our own self. If your thinking is positive or negative, who is responsible for that? Is because of some incident which has come in front of me, or somebody has done something for me, that is why I'm thinking this way. No matter what situations or what circumstances come in front of us, but most important part of it is that way I think, way I feel at this present time, whether I feel good, whether I feel bad, or whether I feel like dull, whatever mood, whatever situation, whatever situation I have outside, but how I feel, I am responsible for that. Or whatever decisions I make in my life, I am responsible for that. Nobody can be responsible for that. So we have to feel responsibility. We cannot blame others because of this situation or because of this person, my stage is like this or because of this. No matter what is outside around us, whatever karmas which we have, as Baba's Murli today, Baba said, whatever karmas, whatever situations which we have, but Baba says, how is our state of mind? How is our hal, chal, our activities, our way of talking, way of living, way of thinking, way of feelings, All that is, we are responsible. And as long as we feel responsible, then we can move on. Otherwise, we can stuck. If we think this way or think that way, we get stuck. And when we get stuck, it definitely affects Baba's remembrance. And so I feel that today is the one day when we say Baba is coming, and it is the day of Baba. Let us clean our mind. Very clean, that nothing else should be there in front of me. Nothing else should be there. Even if something is there, just Baba. Mera Baba, my Baba, or Baba words should come in my mind, or in my words, in my action. Everything is Baba, Baba, Baba. Baba is feeding me. Baba, I am sitting with Baba. I am talking with Baba. I am having this such a sweet conversation with Baba. So Baba and Baba, nothing else must come in my mind. If any situation is there, we just have to move that situation and say Baba. Because no matter what it is, whether we are living in the divine family or whether we are living in the Laukik family, we all are not perfect. We have not become perfect completely. I may be having something, some weakness, and I need help of all of you to have the good wishes for me. No? And you may be having something which you need help from others, which we call as Brahmin cooperation. So, when you need something, I had to have the good feeling and good wishes. We all call us. And then only we can cleanse our mind. I have the little quotation from somewhere which I want to read here. And I feel that is very nice. It is for the Laukik relations, but it is very good. And it is said, there is no perfect family. At this present time, there is no perfect family. We do not have perfect parents. We are not perfect. We do not get married with a perfect person, nor do we have perfect kids. We have complaints of each other. We were disappointed to each other, and therefore there is no healthy family life without exercising the forgiveness. Forgiveness is vital to our emotional health and spiritual survival. In the worldly way, we use the word forgiveness, but in Baba's family, we use the word good wishes. Forgiveness is vital to our emotional health and spiritual survival. Without forgiveness, the family becomes the theater of conflict and of grievances. Without forgiveness, the family gets sick. Forgiveness vitalizes the soul by cleansing the mind and liberating the heart. Who does not forgive has no peace of soul or communion with God. The pain is a poison that intoxicates and kills. Heal a wound of the heart if it is self-destructive gesture. Who does not give forgiveness sicken himself physically, emotionally, and spiritually. That is why the family has to be a place of life, not of death. Territory of healing, not of disease. Stage of forgiveness, not of guilt. Forgiveness brings joy, where sorrow produced pain and healing, where pain caused disease. What do you say? Forgiveness brings joy where sorrow produced pain and healing, where pain caused diseases. So this is a little quotations which I read is from the Pope. And what I feel is at this time, have a good feeling for everyone and good wishes for each and everyone. Let nobody should be in your mind except Baba. Is it possible? Right? That is what we want to do. If we had to really merge in Baba's love, and nothing should be there. You know, sometimes, you know, when we used to come before, everybody will say, give my remembrance to Baba, give my remembrance to Baba, give my remembrance to Baba. And when we go in front of, we forget everything. Automatically the remembrance will going to be there to Baba, but we not mean Baba, so-and-so person gave the remembrance, so-and-so person said this one, so-and-so person this one. I and Baba. Nothing else should be in our mind when we are sitting in meditation. And if something happens, something comes in my mind, I just send the good wishes for the soul. Good wishes for the soul, or the words of our, something good should happen to that person, something good happened to this person, something good happened to this person. So having the knowledge, which is most elevated knowledge in our life, what is important to us? That we must able to connect ourselves with Baba, but nothing else, with Baba. Of course, when we remember Baba, we're not going to sit down and remember Baba, just I am a soul, and Baba is a supreme soul, he is point of light, I am point of light. But this is a lot of expansion of it, expansion in the sense of all the virtues and the power and sweet conversation with Baba. Sometimes we feel how fortunate we are that we are in Baba's knowledge. We got the highest fortune at this time when we are in Baba's knowledge. We never had this knowledge before. If you think now what we have Baba's knowledge and what when we had the knowledge before coming to Baba's knowledge, and now whatever knowledge we have, it's such a beautiful knowledge. And sometimes you think in your mind, can I live without this knowledge? If I minus this knowledge, what I have achieved in my life, if I can minus this knowledge, can you live? Can you think about your existence? You can't. Because what knowledge we have achieved, what fortune we have got at this time, the confluence age is the only time when we can make the fortune for the whole of the cycle, not only for this time, but the whole of the cycle we can make the fortune when we are at this present time. So by thinking all these type of things, not but about anybody else, but thinking about own fortune, our own knowledge, own thinking, we can really merge, or we can in love with Baba. I'm sure that when we came in Baba's knowledge, when I came in Baba's knowledge, I was very young, of course, in Baba's knowledge, and that is a time where, you know, people get married or things like that, or have boyfriend, and I felt that I have such a great personality in my life. There's nothing could happen. Nothing better could have happened, that Baba has selected me at the right time at the right place in Baba's knowledge. And right away there was only one thought, that I am in Baba's heart and Baba is in my heart. Nothing else. No matter while we are moving along, some challenges come, something happen, but in Baba's knowledge, that challenges also, we feel victory. In Baba's knowledge, if this is a game, this is a life, you can never be defeated. You always be victorious. When you are in Baba's knowledge and you have that connection and relationship with Baba. Even sometimes you feel that you are losing physically, physical money-wise or physical status-wise or physical, something physical you would be losing. But in the loss, you still you can feel the benefit of it or you feel victory of it because if you have learned the lessons, if you learn the lesson of courage, any situation which is there in front of me, I may be feeling that I have lost something physically. But through that situation, if you learn the courage, you become fearless, you become tolerant, you become patient, you gain the patience. Are you victorious or are you defeated? So in Baba's knowledge, we always be victorious. The tika of the victory is on our head. So we are always victorious once we know that either we lose physically, but spiritually we do not lose. Physically, spiritually we do not lose our stage. Nothing happened there. So we are always victorious. I like this game of Baba's knowledge. Something you learn, something you gain, something you always feel that you are victorious in your mind. And you relate, before we used to go from the bottom to the top to Baba, we say, okay, through this we are going to go through this guru, we're going to go to meet God. Through this, we're going to meet this. But now we have the direct connection with Baba, that we know that Baba is our Father, and we relate other people through Him. Not through other people we relate to Baba, but through Baba we relate. Okay, I am a soul. Baba is our Father. And as Baba is our Father, what are others? Because I'm related to Baba, they are, before also we used to say, they are my brothers and sisters, brotherhood. But now we really feel that brotherhood. That yes, why I'm brothers and sisters? I'm Baba's child, so they are my brothers and sisters. So everything we relate from the top to the bottom, whole creation of the world we create, we relate with Baba. Baba's knowledge. Baba is our Father. We are His children. This is His creation. This is creation. This is creation. If somebody is helping us, for example, in our life, for example, some adverse situation has come and we say, okay, so and so is helping me. But our language has changed. Not so and so is helping me. Baba has made this person help me. Even if Laukik, we have come in a Laukik life and we have a Laukik family or anything, somehow it happens that even the Laukik people help us. Still we feel that Baba has made that soul help us. See, everything we relate is with Baba. We're not relating directly, okay, you are doing this one for me, I'm doing this one. Whatever cooperation we're getting from others and whatever cooperation we are giving to others, this is because of Baba. Baba has made that sword instrument. Baba has sold that instrument for help me. Baba has made me instrument to help that soul or cooperate that soul. So there is no karmic account is created between the all of us. Even while offering bhog to Baba, you know, somebody may provide fruit, some may provide the flowers, some may provide this and some may provide. What is the purpose of offering bhog to Baba? Because when we offer bhog to Baba, after we offering bhog to Baba, all that is forgotten. Who brought has forgotten, who brought mango or who brought the orange or who brought the apple, we have forgotten everything because now we are taking from Baba. So everything is through Baba, not through the human being as we used to do. Through Guru, I'm going to God. Through the Prophet, I'm going to God. Through the Krishna, I'm going to God. All that is have gone. What has remained with me is I am Baba's instrument. Even today is Baba's Muli. Baba says, meh. Has to finish. If meh is not finished, I am doing this. I know the better. I can do better. I know this. I know that. No matter what we have, I means whatever talent, whatever knowledge, whatever art we have to do something. But what we have here is Baba is using mine. Baba is using this. Baba is using this. I'm so fortunate that Baba is using this. I'm allowing Baba to use this for this purpose, that purpose. And there we can say that, okay, my eye is gone. One day I was reading a little slogan, and in this slogan it was written that, do you want to go for holidays? People go for holidays, right? And why they go for holidays? Because they feel relaxed, they don't have responsibility, they don't have to answer phone, they don't have to do nothing. So they are relaxed. Their responsibility when you are on the spot, in your own place, it's no more there. Your holidays, you're walking, you're going, you're going for sightseeing. You don't have any responsibility. Is that so? So you feel you're gone for holidays, and when you come back, you feel very relaxed, you feel very nice. But the slogan was saying that, can you experience a holiday in your own home? Can you? You can feel the holidays in your home. Once you feel, once you create a feeling that I am not the only person, responsible person, without me nothing could happen. Listen again. If you create a feeling within you, like we are in the home or we are in the service place, we say, oh, I am so much responsibility I have. No? I am the only person who doing, nobody even helping me. I had to do everything. But if while sitting in home, if you don't give importance, so much importance to yourself, I am the only person, I am the responsible person, because today you are responsible, today we are responsible, tomorrow we go from here somewhere else, either by transfer or by soul leaving the body. World will go, na? Somebody will take the responsibility of you. But while we are living, having this feeling that I am responsible, it is my duty. Nobody can perform this duty, which I can do the best. When we leave the body, how long people remember? Not far long. They may remember a few times and they're gone. They miss little while and they finish. So if we can remove this feeling, in the worldly way they are talking about, because this slogan was from world, when they're talking about not to have this feeling that I am the only responsible, I'm the most important person in this world, in my duty. And what Baba is saying in simple word, and that simple word Baba says, you are the instrument of God. There's someone higher than you, someone who is responsible for you. And once we have this feeling, then having the feeling, I am the responsible. Who am I to be responsible? It's Baba who is responsible and I'm working for him. So automatically the my can go. It's Baba who is doing. Baba is making so many people cooperative. So in order to have the remembrance of Baba, we need to have a lot of lightness in our mind, lot of let going of our mind, lot of duties and responsibility. We are doing it. It's not that we are not doing. If we do something that is I'm responsible, I may do it, but I may do with a lot of ego. But when I say Baba is doing, I will do better than that, because Baba is using us. Sorry. So, in merging with Baba's love, it counts all these things. So can we clean our mind by having the good wishes? As I said in the beginning, we are not perfect. Even if I am a senior to you, I may be having something. One day I was sitting in meditation, I say, only junior need the help, not senior need the help. No, we all need the help of each other. We all need the cooperation of each other. We all have some weak good thing and some weakness also. And weakness, we all need the support of each other, or cooperation of each other as an instrument of Baba. And then we can sit in meditation properly, because of the background which we create, that actually help us a lot of ways. Baba's remembrance can be means very deep when we sit in meditation, and sometimes when we are working, still Baba's remembrance is there. Whose work we are doing? We are doing Baba's work. We are not doing anybody's work. It's Baba who is helping, who is doing the work for us, who is putting our hand together. So if we can just feel that you are just a toy, you are just an instrument of Baba, and let whatever Baba wants us to get, even the experience wise, whatever it is, let Baba put our hand, his hand on our head, and we feel that Baba's blessing is always there with us. Never. I was traveling in my traveling from the New York to India, and there were so many different types of people meet. You know, sometimes some people, they say, why are you coming alone? Why don't you have assistant? But I get so many assistants, so many people. Can I take you back? Can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do that? So I said, these people are so nice. They're helping us so much, as if Baba is helping me. But there was one tough time came in. Tough means there was somebody who was not very cooperative. And I said, this is this, this is this. Whatever you feel the best, you do. If you feel the best, this is the way you have to do. And I'm requesting you, if you feel that you can help. If not, you cannot help. Okay. We sat down on the seat together. And then all of a sudden, he went and sit down somewhere else. So I could get it, all the seats to sit down, to sleep. But he was not cooperating. I said, yes, I'm requesting you, if you just give me just 1 hour or 2 hours. So he was not cooperative. But then I said, okay, no problem. I am okay. Everything is all right. So then afterwards, I don't know what happened to him. And he just went away. And he said, okay. He did not say anything. He just went away and for 5-6 hours. So I said, I've just asked for 1 hour, not 2, 5, 6 hours. But it's okay. Baba's help is there. Baba's thing. So everywhere you go, you feel that help. You feel that. Recently, I'm not sure, you must have heard, the sister said, I'm from Caribbean, and you must have heard in the news, there was a hurricane, very strong hurricane came. Hurricane is a mixture of water and air. These are the two elements come together. And out of many countries, three countries were 90% damaged. It mostly, the damage doesn't take place to the human beings because they always prepare themselves, they go somewhere where they don't get affected by their things. So life don't go much. Some people, one or two people who are very careless, then life goes or some accident happen. But the material things goes very, very fast. So about three countries was 90-95% damage. But we imagine that we had a little center, not a very big center. It's little apartments in the centers. And the two countries, we had the centers out of three countries which damaged. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. They just normal. Of course, the people who were there, they had to have a lot of big experience, in the sense that those nature comes in front of you like a big black ghost coming and knocking your door, and you see the anger of the nature, how angry the nature is at that moment. But nothing physically happened to the two centers which we have, one in the San Martin and one in Puerto Rico. And Baba's children were protected. Not only Baba's home were protected, but even the friends, what we call as student home, was also protected. And there was no fear in the sister's mind at that particular time. They were just remain calm, cool. And how it can happen like that? It's Baba's remembrance, Baba's protection, Baba's everything, Baba's blessings that they were. And it was not the very experienced big sisters were there. Just simple, ordinary sisters, simple kumaris were there. And she was alone, but of course one student came and stayed with her so that both were protected. Early morning, there's no current, means they usually turn off the current and water so that less damage take place to the water. So there was no water, no current. But Baba's home has everything. And most of the modern buildings, they don't have the gas stoves, they have all the electric stoves. So they did not even have the water to warm water to drink or a tea to drink. So our sister invited everybody and gave the tea to everybody and had a hot meal for everybody, whosoever came. 10-15 people came, and then they had a hot meal because the center has a what is called a stove, with a gas stove, not the electric stove, because the electric stove is all finished. So they were so blessed. They felt so blessed that in Baba's home they were able to get a hot meal. The next morning they get a hot meal to come and eat the hot meal. So what we can say is Baba's protection and Baba's life and Baba's blessing. One must feel blessed at all time, no matter what situation is there, what circumstances is there. And then the life becomes. Why I'm saying all this? Physical life of our thoughts, our actions, our words do have the effect on our meditation. I had the experience of this once in my life. I was traveling to go from one center to next center, and there was an accident took place somewhere. Not our accident, but somewhere. And I was just having the good feeling. I said, let there be realization of goodness in the midst of the losses. Let all these people who are involved in this accident experience something great. Some new inspiration comes. And just I was just talking like this. I was not having the question that why this happened, who is wrong, who is right. I was not judgmental, I was just go on giving the good wishes. And I went to the other center, sat down in meditation. It was so beautiful. Because all the thoughts before the sitting in meditation was positive. So I felt such a positive feeling. I read the Murali. And few people said, sister, what happened today? The Murali is so sweet. Murali is so nice. You never read the Murali like this. Today is so sweet. And so I realized that how the effect of the what we have thinking about before. Yes. Great effect on the Murali also, and everything went okay. And the whole day, my day was so beautiful. I was feeling so nice about everything. That thought which is by seeing the situation and positivity which was created at that time have the my whole day very, very positive. So I said that while we are sitting in meditation also we have to be merged in Baba's love, that is me and Baba and the virtues and power. We have to hold on to one thought in the beginning, but you can have the expansion of that thought, that area you can have. Like if you have the peace or if you have love, you have the happiness. But whatever comes in your mind, like for example, you're sitting in peace and sometimes you feel love. Sometimes you're sitting in the love, full feeling, and you feel the joy. Anything could come in front of you. But you are focusing on one thing, but you are experiencing so many different things, whatever Baba wants us to give us. So we'll sit in few minutes meditation, prepare ourselves for Baba's visit, as well as we can take whatever Baba has planned for us to give us through the various devis. We will take from them also. We'll sit in meditation. I will just give a little commentary at this time. Om Shanti. Just sit, relax. As if nothing you have to think about. What you have to pack, what you have to do, something. Just visualize yourself. Tiny little point of light in the center of the forehead. And hold this image sparkling star. Continue to hold this image. Point of light, point of light, and connect yourself with Baba. Fly out of this body as angel. Sitting in the subtle region. Celebrating with Baba. Having this sweet conversation whatever comes in your mind.